Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Four teenage students are shot and wounded in West Philadelphia, just a block away from Overbrook High School. KYW's Antoinette Lee reports.
The shooting happened right after school was let out early for Thanksgiving break. Officials say just minutes after that dismissal at 11:38 a.m., a group of students were standing outside of a beauty shop at 60th and Oxford when someone in an SUV drove down the street and began shooting out of that vehicle. Two 15-year-old girls and two 16-year-old boys were injured. They were taken to local hospitals. All of those victims suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds and are expected to physically recover.
Police are investigating whether the attack was targeted. School officials on scene, including Superintendent Tony Watlington, expressed outrage at the ongoing city gun violence. In a statement, the school district says it will continue to invest in safety programs. Authorities say they've arrested and charged one of the men wanted in connection with the home invasions and robberies of Temple University students earlier this month. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Police say Nasir Johnson was one of the two suspects to go inside, tie up students in the early morning hours, and rob them. The first incident happened November 11th around 6 in the morning near 15th and Thompson Streets, where officials say there were about a dozen people inside sleeping when 25-year-old Johnson and another male, not yet identified, broke in and herded the group into the basement and then stole cell phones, credit cards, and keys to a silver Lincoln. Most of the victims were Temple students. The second happened Monday around 6:15 in the morning. Detectives say Johnson and another broke into a home on 18th Street near Berks and forced the people inside to an upstairs bathroom. And that's when they say they then took computers, cell phones, a gun, and a car. The victims in that case ranged from ages 24 to 28 years old, and one was a Temple student.
Johnson was on probation for prior convictions. He now faces criminal conspiracy, kidnapping, burglary, robbery, assault, and gun-related charges. Investigators still looking for a second suspect. The Pennsylvania Senate will reconvene next week for the next steps in the impeachment of Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. It comes after the State House voted last week to impeach Krasner, accusing him of dereliction of duty as DA. Krasner will next be tried in the Senate. State Senate President Pro Tempore Jake Corman says the chamber will be called back next Tuesday and Wednesday for procedural measures, which will end in a summons issued to Krasner. He'll be required to respond by December 21st. A lot of people are out and about on one of the busiest travel days of the year. KYW's Tim Jimenez was at the airport for the morning rush.
The lines during the 4 and 5 o'clock hours early this morning were long, long, long.
Yes, it is.
I've never seen
crazy.
It like this before, actually. Never been this far back before.
Yeah, we've been into the tunnel to wait, but like not the entire length of the tunnel.
These sisters heading to Florida are describing the line that stretched and snaked through the terminal over to the parking garage. Airport officials say this is the busiest Thanksgiving travel since before the pandemic. 867,000 passengers heading in and out during this period.
Saturday and Sunday are expected to be even busier as people head home. In many households, preparations are underway for the big Thanksgiving meal. KYW's Hadass Kuznets spoke to those doing some last-minute shopping at Reading Terminal Market.
James Frazier of Newtown Bucks County says Thanksgiving tends to be a busy day in his household.
My mom is hosting, so by association, I'm a host as well.
And he says mom certainly puts him to work.
So mainly washing up dishes afterwards, helping bring things out, carrying all the heavy things around, going to the grocery store.
This year, Amber of North Philly says she's noticed ingredients are more expensive, especially as she shopped for her pecan pie.
It was $20 for a 2-pound bag of pecans. That's insane. Last year was literally half the price for me to make that pie.
But you still bought it.
I did. Because I love the pecan pie. I have to bring it.
And while Frazier says inflation hasn't impacted his menu, it has affected his family's guest list. He says some people aren't able to attend due to high airfares. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.